The capital of the United States is?
Washington, D.C.
Okay. This is an old seaport town in South Carolina, Charleston.
Charleston.
And the big steel-making city in Alabama is Birmingham.
Birmingham.
And a big city that's on the bay in Alabama, it's not the bay, but anyway, it's a big seaport in Alabama.
Mobile?
Asheville? Yeah. You've ever heard of it? My brother's.
I don't guess so. That's the only reason you knew it.
Yeah, they moved there about 2 weeks ago. Okay, so this is a Tennessee city. Now, the University of Tennessee is in. Okay, there are two that I get mixed up. One's the capital and one's where the university is. They both end in Ville.
Nashville.
And the other one is?
Louisville.
Okay. And then there's
Knoxville.
I never know Knoxville and Nashville
are. I think Louisville's in Kentucky anyway.
Well, that's one of the questions. This saved me from asking.
Wow.
Okay, the choo-choo.
Train?
Yeah. This is a city in Tennessee.
Chattanooga.
Now, the big city in West Tennessee, close to here, not so far from here, 60 miles.
Memphis. Macon.
No way to describe it.
Macon County line.
And, and Fort Benning. Fort Benning.
Right.
That's close to Columbus.
Columbus.
Right. The biggest city in Louisiana, the Mardi Gras city.
Oh, New Orleans.
Very good. And the capital of Louisiana is?
Baton Rouge.
And the, now this is a big city in southern Ohio. I think it's the biggest city in Ohio, probably.
Dayton.
Well, it's close to Dayton.
Cincinnati.
Right. Okay, this is countries in Europe. Yeah. Paris is in
France.
And Moscow is in
Russia.
And Dublin is in
Scotland.
Is the one right below? No. Or
Ireland.
Right. I don't know if it's above or below. Very good. Okay, the largest Protestant denomination in this country around here, I guess probably is true most everywhere.
Probably Baptist.
Yeah, I guess, but that's...
What religion are you?
Methodist.
Are you?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I guess that's how you met Joe and Sharon.
Yes. My mom goes to their church in Marshall. She's a member of the church, and so that was how I met him.
Right.
Okay, if two people became members of a church, you'd say they...
Join the church.
And in church, you pray to...
God.
And the preacher preaches a...
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the...
entertainment. Now the music. That's what they think of us, as entertainers sometimes.
Okay, if you really like the music, you said the music was just...
great.
And there's a song, Oh What a Something Morning. Oh What a...
beautiful.
If you had a flat tire on the way to church, you'd say, the church will be over.
Time we get there.
Right. The enemy and opposite of God is called the
devil.
And what is it people think they see at night that frightens them in graveyards?
Ghost.
And a house that they think has ghosts in it.
Haunted.
And if you were given a choice between doing one thing and another, you might say, I'll go with you, but I'd
rather not.
You know the expression, right smart of land.
Yeah.
You've heard that. I mean, yeah. I know you wouldn't use it, but
right.
Have you heard, like, people around this area saying...
yes. They say right smart.
Mm-hmm. And it is a measurement.
Right. Uh-huh.
Could it be used for something countable like apples? Like he has the right smart of apples? Or would it have to